Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And then I think about, you know, CBS did a special on a couple, I forget what, Single and Loving It or something. Single on purpose. No. Childless on purpose.
Wow.
And they said, we're selfish. We don't want to have any children. We don't want, it's all about us. We want to spend our money on us. And I'm like, well, at least they're honest.
Yeah.
At least they're honest. And I think about this. This is an excellent movie. You know, just had a chance to be able to see this movie called Not Today, which it just will encourage you from a perspective. And it shows this young man who's struggling with, believe it or not, narcissism.
No.
And, yeah. And he once was, you know, with God, walking with God, but he's kind of rebellious a little bit. And he runs into what you're talking about, where she's ministering. Take a look at it. It's called Not Today. It'll bless your heart if you see this movie.
Final hand, final game. Winner chooses a location. One dart, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, God. Oh, are you kidding me?
We're going to India.
So how's your life, kiddo?
I've been busy planning my trip to India.
What? I think India is great.
You have a blessing.
Thank you.
You mind telling me what just happened?
India.
Where the ladies at?
Let's get some action tonight.
Bottoms up.
Where's my wallet? What's wrong with you?
Please, we're dying. And I cannot feed him for 3 days.
Feed your own kid. It's not my deal.
Sir, I help you. When you no help, please, sir.
Get me back to my hotel. I'll help you.
Welcome back, Mr. Ellis.
Who are they? You're not supposed to be along with them, actually. They're not from here.
I'll come back, okay? I told them I'd come back and help them, but I didn't, you know, and I should have.
I'm leaving. I'd rather be in my own bed at home.
Airport, please. Do you remember me? Where's the little girl?
Gone, sir.
Where exactly did she go?
Man who buy her, not safe.
You're telling me that you sold your daughter?
Best for Annika.
I'm not leaving until I see this is what you're saying is. We're looking for a girl.
Are you on money?
You want the gun? These little girls that are sold into better lives, they end up as slaves.
That little girl needs you, Caden. She needs you to find her.
We don't find her now, we may never be able to.
Everything always given to you?
You don't get to judge me. You sold your daughter into prostitution. No.
Never seen anything like this before.
This is literally life or death bad.
Where are you, son?
I don't know where I am. This girl could be dead. And to be honest with you, being dead would not be the worst thing for her.
Trust your heart. God sure does, or he wouldn't have you there.
I am different because of this little girl.
You know, you think about this is that what Not Today does, it takes you right there in the environment where, as we talked about with Pol Pot and the Pink Room, which you can see at VFNTV.com. But it just, you know, question you ask yourself is how could a parent sell their child in to slavery, or supposedly they say, you know, that we're going to educate your child. You're starving. Yeah. You can't feed your kid. We'll take care of your kid. And the next thing you know, they have the kid as a slave, and they're sex slave and different things of this nature. And this movie just kind of takes you there, and it takes you from the narcissistic, you know, self-focused young man who is struggling with trying to get away from this problem, but it just haunts him. And once he sees it, you can never get away from it. And he doesn't stop. You're going to be so encouraged by watching this and realizing, you know, what are we doing? How can we just, you know, do nothing while these children are being kept in slavery and sex trafficking?
Absolutely.
And I think about, you know, Samaritan's Purse and how they are working tirelessly and working in the communities to educate the parents, because, you know, in this movie, for example, this man was convinced that they were going to take better care of his kid because he couldn't feed the kid, and he didn't realize they lied to him. But he didn't have enough education to understand that there's evil people and they're not going to do it. And And he goes on this whole journey with this American trying to find his own daughter, and just it's a horrific. Well, once you educate him, once you understand, as we talked about in the earlier part of the program, that once you understand it's God that causes things to rain, that God's the one that brings forth the harvest, and then we stop looking towards man to be able to resolve our issues and our problems, and you know, India needs us.
Yes, it does. You know,
China needs us. If you add the population of China and India together, I mean, you're looking at, what, 2-3 billion people on the face of the earth. And we need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. And so many needs. You know, not only do we have this issue with sex trafficking and children being just, you know, slaves, but also hunger, too. You know, it's one of the largest.
Well, that's what drove him to. They were so hungry, he could not feed his kid. And you start, you know, you don't know what you do if you can't feed your child.
Yeah.
You know, it's different with you, but when your child is hungry, you know, what will you do to be able to put food in that belly?
Yeah. You know, we watch these movies and we see this, you know, what's happening in the world. You know, finally, movies that are being done in the media mountain, if you will, that are just entertaining, but more importantly, causes us to walk
storytelling.
Away.
Storytelling. Yeah. It's good storytelling.
Changing us. Yeah. We're seeing visually, wow, life is really not about us here in America, but what can we do to take the gospel, to bring Jesus, to bring hope to these lands? And I believe that God's going to hold us accountable. To whom much is given, much is definitely required.
You know, I'm looking forward to the programs where you're going to be talking about, you know, capitalism and, and the benefits of having finance and what we can do with, if we allow, get right with God, what we can bless, we can meet these needs.
You just know, exciting. God,
yeah, it really is. It really is.
At the end of the day, are you going to regret not going on a vacation when you could have changed someone's life forever?
Yes.
Disney World or someone's life?
Yes. I think it was in Nigeria where most of the population lives with like $2 a month or something like that. Most of it.
Yeah.
And we can't, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, that's less than the price of a cappuccino.
Yeah.
That's less than the price of a coffee. You know, believe it or not, can you pray for our audience today? Because maybe they're experiencing spiritual drought. Maybe that you're, you know, your relationship drought. Maybe, you know, you're just needing God to touch you. And we just want to pray with you and believe that God, you know, will rain and wet those dry areas, but also you'll be prepared for this, you know?
Yeah. Father, Lord, we thank you that you are so exceedingly good and amazing. And right now, we just want to pray for our audience, Lord, and those that right now that you're in a dry place in your life. Things are just at a standstill. You've been even depressed, and things may be even falling apart all around you. We want to encourage you today to believe that God is going to turn things around. Lord, we pray that you would minister to them right now, whether they're watching in their homes or wherever they're watching, God, that give them hope.
Yes.
Bring them healing. Lord, fix their marriages. Lord, fix their finances. Lord, but most of all, Lord, bring your people into a relationship with you. God, you've created all of us, Lord, but we're incomplete without you. And we pray salvation, healing, joy, and restoration to all people, Lord. May they find it only in you.
Lord, and we just pray that you would, that slavery would end on the earth, that
this
children would be set free, Father God, that you would give your church wisdom and empowerment and change the culture.
Yes.
That they would not feel this way or act this way towards the children. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.